O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 6, verses 1 through 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Redeemed by the Blood of the Lamb by David Gentiles, Melanie Tierce, Sean Carter, The Emerging Sound, and Will Yates. A swaying rhythm and electronic guitar motif open the song. The music continues to take on more texture and shape as additional vocals are added. The chorus soars upwards to embody the transformative change we experience through Christ's grace.
Died with Christ, now I'm reborn. Yes, he washed me with his mercy, and he cleansed me in his blood. Now I stand complete, I have been set free. I found life there in that flood. Not the same, I am changed. Yeah.
Romans 6, verses 1 through 11. For what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who have died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Our passage for today begins with an important question. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? It might initially seem like this is an obvious rhetorical question. I mean, clearly the answer is no, right? But I actually think that this question is the question of someone who has followed Paul's logic up to this point in chapters 1 to 5. So far in the book of Romans, Paul has explained how both Jew and Gentile are alike lost in sin. But the righteousness of God has appeared, available to all who trust in Jesus for salvation. In Romans 3:28, he says that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Our best efforts can't save us. And later in chapter 5, Paul says that our salvation is a free gift of God. Salvation comes by grace alone, through faith alone. So we can begin to see how a close reading of Romans 1 to 5 could lead to this question found in our passage today. If we're saved not by our good deeds or obedience to the law, we're not saved by our resumes or performance. Instead, salvation is found in God's sheer grace in Christ, and we receive all of this through faith. Then why does it matter how I live now? Aren't I free to continue in sin, since my obedience doesn't save me? If someone promised me that I'd never have any financial debt ever again, it'll always be paid off, doesn't that mean I can just keep spending? But that's the wrong way to think about it. In the rest of the passage, Paul goes on to teach what the Westminster states beautifully. Yes, we're saved by faith alone, but never by a faith that is alone. In other words, someone who has encountered Jesus' grace, who has thrown themselves at the feet of the cross, who has truly put their faith in Jesus, that will always result in a changed life. Paul emphatically answers his question, by no means. You died to sin. It killed you. It left you dead like a poison. How could you keep drinking it? How could you keep living in it? Paul goes on to explain to the Romans and to us, don't you realize your salvation is so much more than some sort of legal transaction or get out of jail free card or fire insurance? No, it's a union. You are now in Christ, Paul says. You have a brand new story. Just as he died and was raised, so are we. Our old selves of sin were put to death on that cross. You aren't a slave anymore. You're free. In the same way, sin and death don't have power over the resurrected Jesus. They have no power over you as well. Going back to sin would be like a prisoner who got let out of jail, choosing to go back and sit in his cell and put his chains back on. I love how Paul says it in verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Don't let it rule you. You have a new king now. You belong to Christ. Live into his freedom. Leave the old life behind. Don't turn back. I want to end with just one more observation. Notice the motivation behind this new obedience. God's call in our lives isn't a call that sounds like, be better, try harder. No, instead the call is, be who you are. You have a new story now. You have a new master, a new king, a new identity. You belong to Christ. So today, let's live into the freedom we now have through Jesus.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Oh God, your never-failing providence sets in order all things both in heaven and on earth. Put away from us all hurtful things, and give us those things that are profitable for us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.